It's tuned to yesterday, broadcasting programs from the golden age of radio. Welcome, I'm your host, Mark Levonier. In this hour, drama. Later on, we hear the story Celebration on Suspense. But right now, it's the Kathy and Elliot Lewis radio vehicle on stage. On the air for about 35 broadcasts, this episode called Eddie, written by E. Jack Newman from March 19, 1953 on CBS.
Kathy and Elliot Lewis on stage.
Good evening. May I present my wife, Kathy?
Good evening. You know, it's a source of constant pleasure to both Elliot and me to watch what a good writer can do with an idea. Tonight, for example, Tony Ellis called us
and said over the telephone, "What if Kathy were a famous picture actress and you were a soldier going on furlough and you wanted a date with her?"
And then we got his script. And here's what happens to the idea Tony told Elliot. The story is called Public Furlough. The scene, an army post in California, about midway between San Francisco and Los Angeles. You pick a camp. It's a bright, clear day, and off to the side of the drill field in one of the few permanent buildings is an orderly room. The corporal at the typewriter is deeply intent on his composition. The other side of the room, another soldier is practicing being a con man into the telephone.
No, I sent Franisan. Sure, you gotta ask him, Franisan. Anybody knows that. Hey, Dave, this lunkhead says he never heard of Franisan.
Yeah.
Now listen. Will you listen already? The captain says 3 creels with Franisan. If that's what the captain wants, that is exactly what the captain is going to get. Well, how should I know what he wants with him? Okay. Okay, send him in care of Corporal David Sampson. No, he's going on furlough. You better send him to me. Okay, pal. Hey, Dave. Did you hear me give him the old double talk? I wish we were going to be around to see what he sends over.
Do me a favor.
Sure.
See how this sounds.
Oh? My dear Miss Wood.
Well, okay, if you're going to be smart. Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You see, I want you to tell me if you get a feeling out of this, you know?
Sure. Go ahead.
My dear Miss Wood, thank you for your last photograph. The boys and me sure think it's a swell one.
Oh, not me. I don't, boy. To me, that dame is a slob.
Will you listen? I already know what you think. Will you just listen?
All right, go ahead.
Sure, it's swell. Tonight, I start my furlough. 10 days, and I'm hopping a plane first thing for Hollywood. As I told you... As I told you in my last letter, the biggest thing that could happen to me in my life is for me to meet you personally. Believe me, Miss Wood, I am not just a movie-struck soldier. I have a high respect for you as an artist and a person. I will be shoving off for the Pacific when my furlough is up, so you couldn't make me happier or proud than to accept a date with me while I am in Hollywood. I will call your studio when I get in and leave my address as to where I will be. Yours very truly, in hopes, David Sampson, Corporal U.S. Army.
How's about your serial number?
Oh, cut it out, will you? I'm serious. What do you think?
You really want to know?
I'm asking.
I think you're nuts. Now, wait a minute. You asked me. I think you're nuts.
Is the letter okay?
Sure, the letter's okay.
That's all.
Now, what's the matter with you? From me, I'd expect something like this, but you're smart, Davy. She ain't going to give you a tumble. You ought to know better.
I want to meet her. Not a tumble. I want to meet her, that's all.
You're going to waste all that time slapping around waiting to see her while you and me and the boys could be having a high old time in Frisco? Oh, don't go, Davy. I'm telling you, she's a big star. She don't need...
Thanks, Eddie.
Okay. You want me to mail it for you? I'm going over to the TX.
No. I'm sending it by telegram.
What, all that? Well, you're nuts. You...
I wanted to get to her before I call. So long. See you in 10 days.
Glory, I'm tired. Be a doll and fix me a drink, will you, Leo? Oh, my feet. Must I take pictures tonight?
Afraid so, dear.
Oh, Glory. Why can't we take them tomorrow? Will you tell me that? Why?
They want to get the proof to New York to catch the Sunday papers.
Anna!
Thursday, your day off.
Oh, I didn't want to go out for dinner tonight. I'm hungry. Why does she always have to have Thursday?
I'll make some eggs.
I'm hungry. thanks.
Danny, I want you to read something.
Tomorrow.
Right now. Only take a minute.
Why did I ever hire you? What?
Telegram. Came to the studio this afternoon.
Oh, Miss Daniel Wood. Well, he spelled it right for a change. David Sampson, Corporal, U.S. Army? Who's David Sampson, Corporal, U.S. Army? You read it.
No, go on. Read the telegram.
Oh, well. I don't have it. Believe me, Miss Wood, I'm not just a movie-struck soldier. Don't you just love that? Leave my address as to where you... Yours very truly, in hopes, David Sampson, Corporal U.S. Oh, for glory's sake, Leo.
Well?
Well, what?
I think you should do it.
Do it? Me? David Sampson, Corporal U.S. Army?
Yeah.
Not me. Oh, no. No stunts like that, Mr. Hyler.
It would be good.
For who?
You and the kid. Look, I checked the files. He's written a dozen letters in the past 6 months. We sent out pictures, all that stuff. Now, why not give him a break?
I'm tired.
Good publicity. It won't hurt.
Look, I don't mind those dances. In the hospitals, that's great. But that's where it ends. I'm not going to have some kid mooning and slobbering all over me.
It won't be like
that. Don't tell me.
Give him a day. One day. Show him around the studio. Take him to Chasen's. Everything.
Who pays for it?
Expenses. I think you should, Danny.
When's he coming in?
Tomorrow.
I can't. The picture...
The picture's finished tomorrow. He's got 10 days.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Okay.
All right. Will you call up somebody and get some food over here? I'm hungry.
Miss Danielle Woods, please.
Who is this calling, please?
This is Corporal David Sampson. I think she's expecting me to
just
call...
Just a moment. I'll give you publicity. One moment, please. I'm ringing Mr. Howard's office. He'll take care of it.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hello. This is David Sampson. I sent a telegram yesterday.
Yes, Corporal. Miss Wood received it.
Hey, she did, huh?
Miss Wood is on the set right now, but she asked me to give you a message.
Well, sure.
She wondered whether she could see you tomorrow, Saturday.
Whether she could? You bet. Hey, that's terrific. I mean...
Have you got a pencil?
Yeah, okay.
The address is 1046 North Cannon. That's in Beverly Hills. Have you got that?
1046 North Cannon. That's in Beverly Hills.
Do you know your way around town?
Not too well, but I can find it. Don't worry.
We'll send a car, then. Where are you staying, Corporal?
No, I don't want you to do that. I'll find it. What time?
About 11. In the morning.
In the morning?
Miss Wood thought it would be nice to spend the day.
Say.
You don't mind if we take a few pictures, do you, of the two of you?
Mind? Boy, I don't mind anything.
Swell. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank glory they've gone. Don't you just hate and despise photographers, Corporal?
Oh, I don't know too much about them, Miss Wood.
Glory.
Well, I've got to get back to the office. Corporal, nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, it's all right, Danny. Don't bother. See you later.
All right, Leo. Well, isn't this nice?
I'll say.
Can I get you a drink, Corporal?
It's a little early for me, Miss Wood. Thanks all the same.
It is for me, too.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it would be so nice if we had an early lunch at Romanoff's and
Miss
then...
Miss Wood.
Yes?
This is real good of you to spend your time with me like this. You'll never know what it means.
Don't be silly. I think it's a perfectly wonderful idea. I'm so glad I had the time.
Guess an awful lot of fellas wish they were me right now.
Well, let's not think about them. This is your day. I'm going to take you to lunch, and
oh,
then...
No, ma'am. I'm taking you to lunch.
You're very sweet, but it's all been arranged.
Well, I didn't arrange it, though. Well, I'm sorry if it's upset your plans, but when I asked for a date, I didn't figure you taking
me. It does upset them, though, really, and I'd be much happier if we did it my way. You're very sweet to offer.
Miss Wood, a guy doesn't want a girl, any girl, to do that. Now, if you're worried about how much dough I've got, just forget it. I'm fixed just fine.
All right. I'm afraid it might be a little expensive.
Oh, that's swell.
You want to go now?
Anything you like.
Well, if you don't mind, I have one or two phone calls to make. Why don't you just make yourself home? I won't be long. And then we can drive down...
Yeah, sure. Oh, wait a minute.
All right, Corporal. None of that. I don't like that kind of thing. You keep your hands off or get out.
I'm sorry. It was from your cigarette. I mean, the ash was burning your skirt. I didn't mean...
Oh. Glory, that was an awful thing for me to say, to even think. I am sorry. Can you forgive me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
I hope you didn't mind.
Having my picture taken again? With you? Oh, I didn't mind.
They're always taking pictures.
Must be kind of rough for you.
Oh, you get used to it. Well, I hope it didn't get cold.
Mm. No, that's fine.
Mm.
It's not like the chow I've been getting at the post.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I tell you, after a couple of months, you get so you could eat almost any...
Would you excuse me just for a second? There's a friend of mine over there, Susan Manning. She just got back from New York. She did a play. Do you mind?
Oh, sure. I don't mind.
I'll be right back. Please don't wait for me. Just eat your lunch. It'll get cold.
Susan!
Susan!
Oh, darling. How
Glory, I'm sorry. Oh. No, please, sit down. Well, Susan and I haven't seen each other for ages. I didn't mean to be so long. Oh, you shouldn't have waited. You shouldn't. I'll get the captain to take it away and bring it up.
No, this is fun.
Don't be silly. It looks dreadful. Dead. Henry. And this one's on me now. It's all my fault. I don't want to hear another word about it. Henry?
Yes, Miss Wood.
Oh, will you bring the corporal another steak? This one's cold.
Of course, Miss Wood.
Now, you know what we're going to do this afternoon?
No, ma'am.
I think you'll like it. Susan's got a swimming pool. She wants us to come over. A lot of very famous people will be there, big stars.
Oh.
She's such a wonderful girl, much nicer than me. Should have had a date with her. Really? You'd love her.
I wanted a date with you, Miss Wood.
And I'm very proud. It's one of the nicest things that's ever happened to me. Really, you're just a doll. George? Georgie!
Hello, doll. How are you?
I saw your last picture. Great.
I love you. Georgie, I want you to meet Corporal David Sampson. He's spending the day with me. Nicest boy. Corporal, this is Georgie Tinman. He's just about the biggest agent in town.
How are you? Pleased to meet you.
Georgie, be a darling. Introduce the corporal to some people, will you? If there's anything you want to know about Hollywood, Corporal, ask Georgie. He owns most of us. Get him a drink, Georgie. We all be right back.
First trip to Hollywood, Corporal?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Just fine, thanks.
Hi, Jack. Been getting a lot of autographs?
No, I haven't.
Well, this is your chance, son. How about a drink?
Well, not right now, thank you.
Danny's quite a girl, isn't she? I used to handle her. She's big now. And when she came to town, she was just a scared little kid. Look at her now. Yeah, that's Hollywood. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm surprised a nice-looking kid like you hasn't tried to make it.
No, movies isn't my line.
Mm-hmm. What did you do, win a contest or something to get a date with her?
I wrote to her.
That's so? Well, you're going to be a pretty big man when you get back to camp. Say, will you excuse me a minute? There's a fellow over there I've been waiting to see for a couple of weeks. You know, business?
Oh, yeah, sure.
See you around.
Yes, thank you.
Corporal.
Hmm?
Where is everybody?
Oh, well, I don't know, Mr. Hyler. In the house, I guess. I don't know.
Oh. Is Wood in there?
Sure. She's been in there a couple of hours.
Oh. Nice pool, huh? Been in?
Yeah. In, out, you know. You want a drink?
Not right now. Mm. You having a good time, Corporal?
Oh, swell. Just fine.
Sit down. Or you want to go and join the party?
No, no, I'll stay here. Boy, what a setup, huh? That pool's as
big
as...
Will you tell me something?
What?
Why did you want to meet Miss Wood?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you do.
Well, she looked like the kind of girl a guy wants to meet. You know what I mean.
I know. We call that box office out here.
Oh.
Are you disappointed?
No, no. No, I think she's great. She's okay.
Mm-hmm. Spent much time with her?
Well, there's a lot of people around. Friends, photographers all the time, but...
I'm sorry, Corporal. It wasn't such a hot idea.
With this? Meeting her? Yeah, sure it was.
Yeah.
No, listen. Wait till the guys see those pictures. They thought I was nuts. They didn't think I had a chance.
What are you going to do for the rest of your furlough?
Oh, well, I guess after today, I've done just about everything. I'll go on back up to San Francisco and meet some of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, will you do me a favor?
You bet.
It's way past 7. Will you say goodbye to Miss Wood for me? I'll be going now. She's kind of tied up, and I don't want to bother her. Will you thank her for me?
She wouldn't want that, Corporal. You wait here for a minute. I'll be right back.
No, no, listen, really. I'd rather...
But wait. It's better you say goodbye yourself. Will you do that?
Yeah, I guess so.
I've spent 8 hours with him, Leo. Isn't that enough?
I'll bet a buck you haven't been alone with him for more than half an hour. Anyhow, he wants to say goodbye.
Oh?
He's going. Is that enough?
Enough? Listen, what do you want me to do? Make love to him? Glory.
You want to go out there, or shall I say goodbye for you?
Of course I'll say goodbye to him. Don't be ridiculous.
I knew you'd want. He's by the pool. But that's if he hasn't thrown himself in by now.
Don't be ridiculous. Leo tells me you're going. I'm so sorry.
I just wanted to thank you, Miss Wood.
I wish you'd call me Danielle.
Yeah, thanks.
We really haven't had much of a chance to get acquainted, have we?
Oh, it's been fine.
Perhaps next time you're in Hollywood, you'll call me up again?
Yeah. Say, those pictures that were taken today...
Of course. As soon as they're ready, I'll have my secretary send them to you.
Well, that's it. If you don't mind, I'd rather you didn't.
Oh? I thought you
so
wanted...
So did I. I changed my mind.
Are you... You're angry with me, Corporal, aren't you? You haven't enjoyed yourself, and it's my fault.
I'm not angry, ma'am. Thanks a lot for your time.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want you to go. Please, I want to talk to you. Let's go over there, under the trees. Glory, I love this time of the evening, don't you?
Yeah.
I suppose all this must seem very strange to you. I mean, unimportant compared to your career as a soldier.
This isn't my career, Miss Wood. I was drafted.
Oh. Well, tell me about yourself. What did you do before?
I was a mechanic.
I think that's wonderful. I've never been able to figure out one end of a car from the other. You must be very clever.
I guess not.
Oh, you're being modest. Glory, this is heavenly.
Yeah.
I never did thank you for all the letters you sent me, did I, Corporal?
Well, you don't have to.
I loved every one.
That's good.
I really did. You don't know how much it means to me to have someone like yourself writing to someone like me, giving me inspiration. Did you like the picture I sent?
Yeah.
Am I like you thought I'd be?
No. No, I don't think so.
What did you expect?
the way I'd seen you in the movies.
I don't know whether to be flattered.
Well, look, thanks a lot for today, but I've really got
you
to...
You really want to go? I thought perhaps we could go out to some quiet place and have dinner together.
Well, you don't really want to do that, Miss Wood.
But I do. I've been just as disappointed as you that we haven't had a chance to be alone.
I don't think so.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's not your fault, and I'm not blaming you. It was crazy of me to think it would be different than what it's been.
I don't understand you.
I'll tell you, Miss Wood. I guess I'm like any other guy, looking for something, looking for a girl. When I saw you in your first movie back at home, you were what I wanted to find.
That's very sweet.
Look, please don't do that, will you? You haven't said one word to me the whole time I've been with you.
How can you
possibly... No, you don't. You talk, but it's never to me. You kind of sing, and I guess maybe you're acting or something. Well, just once, I'd like you to look at me. David Sampson, Corporal, talk to me.
I don't understand what you mean.
No, I guess you don't.
Oh. Now, I'm not the kind of girl you want to find.
It's not you. I don't know. There was something... Well, maybe it's the girls you pretended to be in your movies. You know, nice, honest. Girl you can have fun with. Someone you can love all your life. I guess it doesn't really happen like that. Oh, I don't know.
Would you like to kiss me, Corporal?
You don't understand, do you?
I thought you just got through telling me you were in love with me.
That's what you think I've been telling you?
Haven't you?
It would have made a good story for you to go along with all those pictures you've had taken, wouldn't it?
I don't like that.
I'll bet you don't. You know what I think? I think that Mr. Hyler arranged this whole deal. I think you didn't want any part of it.
I think you'd better go now.
That's just what I've been saying. Except I should never have come.
Goodbye.
So long. Thanks anyway for your time.
Wait a minute.
Yes, ma'am?
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I am. You're a nice boy. I wish I could do something to make you feel better about me.
That's all right.
I don't want you to go away angry.
No, I'm not.
Would you rather I didn't have our pictures together printed?
Yeah, I'd rather.
They won't be. I promise.
Okay.
I wish you'd take me out to dinner. Honestly.
Well, thanks anyway. I want to pick up my things and get back to the airport.
You still got at least a week on your furlough. I'd like to make you forget about today.
Oh, no.
Will you write to me? I'd love to hear from you.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Corporal.
Yeah? So long.
What's the matter? Not hungry?
No.
You haven't said anything. What happened to the corporal?
He's on his way up to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a good time?
That's not very funny.
I just wondered what you thought.
I don't like this place. I don't like you. I don't like Hollywood.
How about yourself?
Oh, shut up!
Hey, this is swell, Davey. Man, what a night, huh?
Yep, yep.
Oh, now be honest. Isn't this better? No kidding.
Sure it is.
Boy, was I glad to see you. I was saying to the guys, poor Davey, what he's gonna miss. And now you're not missing a thing. Hey, it ain't none of my business, but how'd you make out?
Okay.
Did you get to see her?
Yep.
You're kidding. No kidding?
On the level. She was real nice. I met a lot of big stars. Had lunch at a real swell place. It was great.
Well, what do you know? And me? Here I've been saying she's nothing but a slob. Just goes to show you.
Yep. Hey, I'm dry. How about another beer?
On Stage, on Tuned to Yesterday from March 19, 1953 on CBS. The story was written by E. Jack Newman as CBS staff writer, who in the year of that broadcast wrote for programs on the network like Yours Truly, Johnny Deller, Rogers of the Gazette with Will Rogers Jr., and several broadcasts of Suspense. It's an hour of drama on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. And now Phyllis Parker's story, Celebration, on Suspense. This a gripping broadcast from May 5th, 1957 on CBS.
Suspense. And the producer of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, the master of mystery and adventure, William N. Robeson.
Suspense is proud to present for the first time to an American radio audience an actress well known to the listeners of the British and Canadian broadcasting corporations. Miss Joy LaFleur has twice been named the Best Actress of the Year by the Radio Critics of Canada and has been invited this summer to play Hamlet's mother, Queen Gertrude, in the Shakespearean Festival at Stratford, Ontario. In the tale of Suspense you're about to hear, she plays a quite different role. Emily, the tragically disturbed wife, uncertain from moment to moment whether her husband loves her more than life itself or is planning her imminent murder. Listen, then, as Joy LaFleur stars in Celebration.
Todd was coming for me. Oh, as I packed my suitcase, I looked out of the windows and I could see the flower gardens and the green lawns, and some of the girls were playing badminton and some were in the pool, and Todd was coming for me. And I had a surprise for him. Now, let me see, where's my pink sweater? Bottom drawer? Oh, it was here, I think. Well, where's the white one? Oh, dear. I couldn't seem to find anything. Oh, but I didn't care. Todd was coming for me. And I knew what he'd say. He'd say, oh, Emily, Emily, how I've missed you. He'd hold me so hard and kiss me and kiss me. Kiss me all over. Oh, darling. And then I'd tell him. I'd tell him about the surprise. I'd say,
Mrs. Ward?
Yes?
It's Mrs. Halleck.
One moment, Mrs. Halleck.
I didn't want her to see my suitcase, so I pushed it under the bed.
Come in, Mrs. Halleck.
Your husband just phoned, Mrs. Warren. He'll be here soon.
Oh, Todd's such a darling. Thank you, Mrs. Halleck. You've been so kind to me.
Well, I try to be, to all the ladies.
No, I just have to put on my perfume. It's Passionate Night. Mm. Do you like it?
Mm, very nice. Careful, you don't spill it.
Oh, dear. Now, one drop behind each ear for those who pass, one on each wrist for those who linger, and one on the nape of the neck for those one never sees, and one on the forehead for a blessing. Oh, a blessing for Todd. Oh, dear, I dropped it. I just can't seem to hold things.
Well, it didn't break. Here, I'll wipe it up.
Thank you, Mrs. Halleck. Oh, how do you like the way I'm doing my hair?
Very nice.
Shall I take it down and do it over again?
Oh, no.
Oh, just look at me. I used to fill this dress out, and now I look like a scarecrow in it. Don't I?
You look just lovely. Now, you have everything, hat, gloves, purse.
Oh, of course.
Well, you remember last time you went for a drive?
Last time? When did I?
Oh, well, never mind. Now, let's sort these things on the bed.
Oh, I didn't see your suitcase.
Oh, that, well, I was just putting some things away, and I... Were you planning to be away longer than for a drive and dinner?
Well, I thought I wouldn't come back tonight. Oh, I'll be coming back here to the club often. I love my friends here. Mika, that girl that writes the plays, and Sadie, that newspaper woman. Oh, she's so witty. It's so stimulating being here with all these famous women. Oh, I just wouldn't think of not coming back.
Well, a change might be the thing for you now, dear.
But that's what I thought.
You see, we're not equipped to give you all the attention you should have.
Oh, attention?
Did you want to put this bunch of letters in your suitcase, too?
Give them to me. They're Todd's letters. I couldn't leave them. Oh, Todd simply adores me, Mrs. Halleck.
I'm sure he does.
Look, just listen to this new theme.
Oh, you need...
No, no, here it is. Darling, you are my happiness. I can't live without you. You're as necessary as the air I breathe. Todd's a poet, really. When I looked up, she was gone. She'd left while I was reading. I knew what she'd do. She'd tell Todd I dropped that perfume.
I think you should understand,
Mr. Ford. I could hear her talking to someone downstairs in the lobby. I recognized Todd's voice. What were they talking about? I slipped out of my room, down the corridor to the head of the stairs, and I listened.
She would be better off in a place where she could get personal attention.
Why, that woman, that two-faced... I hurried back to my room, and I closed the door. And a moment later, she came in and told me Todd was waiting downstairs. I didn't say a word. She helped me get ready and closed my suitcase and carried it down for me. And then there was Todd, smiling and his arms outstretched.
Oh, darling.
Oh, Todd, Todd.
Emily. Oh, Emily, how I've missed you. How I've wanted to kiss you and hold you in my arms like this.
No, not here, dear. Let's go. We can be alone.
All right. You know, today's an important day, darling. Our 8th wedding anniversary.
Why, Todd, we were married only 6 weeks ago. I mean... I never can remember dates.
Never mind. We're going to celebrate.
Oh, darling.
Really celebrate this anniversary. We're going to all the places we used to go. The lake, that little Italian restaurant we used to like so well.
Todd, I've got a surprise for you.
Save it, dear. Till we get into the car.
No, but it's...
Tell me on the way to the lake. Smell those pines.
Love them. Doc, didn't you wonder why I brought a suitcase?
Yes, I did, but...
Well, that's because of the surprise.
Oh, yes.
I'm not going back to the club, Todd. I'm coming home with you.
It's a beautiful surprise.
And I'm going to make chintz drapes for the living room like the club has and do the bathroom all over with a full-length mirror and everything, and I want a really smart kitchen. Lots of color like they're doing now. Oh, of course, it'll take lots of work, but I don't care.
Nice idea.
And then there's our room. I want to do it over completely, make it modern and smart. Sexy.
Let's celebrate first. It's a wonderful day. Let's make the most of it, shall we?
Todd sounded gay, but his face was sad. He stared straight ahead, and we drove miles and miles without talking. And then at last we turned in at the lake and parked near the beach. Oh, isn't it awfully quiet?
You sound frightened, dear. Remember, I'm with you. I'll always be with you. You know, Emily, we could live a whole lifetime and never find anything better than we have right here. A soft wind, a bright day, and you and I together alone. This we will have forever.
Alone? Forever?
Now, I'll get some blankets out of the back. I have to take good care of you, you know.
I sat there while he went around to the back, and I was alone again. I was always alone. Did Todd bring me out here to leave me? Oh, no, Emily. Oh, put up a brave front. I'll powder your face and fix your lips. I opened my purse and groped around for my lipstick. Oh, dear, it wanted to spill like that. Reached on to pick up my things, the lipstick and the compact, and my hand touched something under the seat, a little box. I picked it up, and it was heavy. I read the words on the label. 38 caliber soft-nosed cartridges. Bullets. I looked out of the box in my hand, and it was only half full. My hands shook, and my heart pounded. I could hear Todd rummaging around in the back, and I put the cover back on the box. And then there he was at the side of the car.
All set. I've got the blankets.
I couldn't say anything.
You all right?
Yes.
Well, come on then, darling. Let's go get out on that beach.
I held the box under my purse as I got out.
Here, let me help you.
I'm all right. You lead the way.
Okay.
box of bullets in my hand terrified me, and I followed Todd 3 or 4 steps. And then I let the box slip out of my hand, down in the leaves and the gravel.
Oh, here we are. I'll spread the blankets. Now, come on, darling. Let's curl up and take it easy.
Thank you.
Look at that lake, will you?
Todd, what were you going to do with those bullets in the car?
Bullets? What bullets?
That box of bullets I found in the car.
I don't know anything about any bullets. That imagination of yours...
But I saw them. I held them in my hands. That box was about half full.
Come here, darling. Close to me. Here.
Todd, I'm sure
darling,
I saw...
please. Do you feel all right?
I don't know. I ache all over.
It feels tight again.
Terribly.
Here. You put your head on my shoulder. That's it. There. I'll rub away the pain. Mm.
Oh, you're hitting me. Oh!
Hey, anything the matter?
Where'd you come from?
Well, I was just passing. Heard the lady.
She's all right, just a headache.
Oh. Thought she wasn't feeling well. The way she looks.
She's all right.
Lonely place out here to get sick. Well, excuse me for bothering you.
Where did he come from?
I thought we were alone here.
Alone?
Alone together, Emily. I will always be with you. Life without you would be unbearable. It would be impossible.
What?
That's the one fact in all this.
Oh, if I was sure. I have to be sure, Todd. All those nightmares I have, they're
forget
horrible.
Them. Forget them. Now put your hands in mine. There, that's real, isn't it?
I get so scared. I hardly sleep at all. It shows, doesn't it?
Oh, of course not, darling. When you came down the stairs today, you were radiant.
Was I? Was I really?
You were beautiful.
Why is it? Why am I like that sometimes and then sometimes...
You're tired, Emily, tired.
Yes. Relax, Mrs. Ward. You must relax, Mrs. Ward. That's all I ever hear at the club.
You'll hear it here, too. Only with a difference. Relax, Mrs. Ward. In my arms.
Oh, Todd. Oh, you do want me.
Emily, in all the world, there could never be another woman like you. Never.
Todd, I dream of this. I live for it.
Yes. Emily, listen to me.
No, Todd, please.
Darling, it isn't good for you.
I don't care.
But the doctor said...
What doctor?
You know, when you went to see the doctor.
But that was ages ago. You all talk behind my back, so I can't hear what you say. You and Mrs. Halleck.
I just asked her how you were. You must believe I love you, Emily.
Oh, I do. I do.
Oh, darling.
Oh. I'm so happy, Todd.
So am I. Look, over there's where we built the sandcastle, remember?
And the wave melted it. Oh, it was pretty while it lasted. All the shells. Oh, Todd, that was the day when I was caught in the undertow.
But I rescued you.
But not until I called and you didn't hear, and I was sinking down deep and everything was black. And
but
I was
you've
all
forgotten
alone.
How it was. I was asleep on the raft, but I heard you. I called to you. Why, I was there in less
no,
than
I
a minute.
I dream about it. I'm sinking down in the black and you're not there.
Emily.
How could you leave me?
I'll be with you always, Emily. Always.
Oh, let's get away from here, Todd. I don't like the lake anymore. It's so bare and so alone.
Emily. It's a perfect place.
No, let's go into town. Let's go to that Italian place, Giorgio's. You said we'd go to all the places and celebrate, I mean, and there'll be lots of people around.
People?
And, yes, it'll be fun and we can have dinner at Giorgio's.
It'll be crowded, Emily. No.
Did you lose this?
What?
This box of bullets.
Bullets?
Yeah. Found them in the sand just a few steps from your car. But maybe you dropped them.
Yes. Yes, I dropped them. Those are the bullets I found in the car, Todd. The very same ones. Is the box half full?
Yeah, about half full. 38 caliber soft-nosed cartridge, it says on the box.
Well, I bet I know. I let Ernie take the
Ernie?
Target. Yes. He's gone in for target practice.
Ernie, who's he?
Why, he's...
Maybe he got them for you.
Yeah, I figured they were yours. Looked like they'd just been dropped beside your car up there.
Well, thanks. Come on, Emily. If dinner at Giorgio's will make you happy, then it's dinner at Giorgio's. Well, how do you like that?
What?
That sign, Giorgio's, under new management. Probably isn't as good as it used to be.
All right, just pull right in, sir, and park over there.
What became of Giorgio?
He sold out. Just park over there.
If it's under new management, Emily, chances are it's not as good as it was before.
You're blocking the driveway. Pull in, will you?
Yes, at least you can go in and look, Todd. He parked the car and went into the restaurant. I was alone again. Alone again. Relax, Emily, relax. Oh, why was Todd always gone? If he didn't come out in a minute, I'd go in after him. But, oh, he would come out, and then we'd go in and have dinner. I'd make up my face and be all ready for him. My hands shook and I couldn't get my lipstick on straight. It smeared. What I needed was a cigarette. I opened the glove compartment. Map, flashlight, gloves. Oh, no cigarettes. But there was an envelope. I pulled it out. It was addressed to Todd at his office, Mark Payson. And folded the letter. Dear Mr. Ward, Dr. Koenitz today confirmed what we have felt for some time concerning Mrs. Ward. Her condition is becoming progressively worse. Since we are not equipped here at the rest home to provide care for manic depressive patients, we should appreciate your making other arrangements for her at your earliest possible convenience. Sincerely, Bertha Hallett. Dreadful Mrs. Hallett making up stories about me. Writing Todd and telling him I'm a manic depressive. Will she go that far? What hasn't she told the others at the club? All my friends. Friends until she started her lying stories. But here comes Todd out of Giorgio's. I mustn't let on. I know about the letter. I jammed it back in the glove compartment and slammed the door.
Honey, this place looks terrible.
Why don't you want to take me here, Todd? You promised.
It isn't that, darling. It just isn't the same. It's run down and dirty. It wouldn't be any fun for you. I know. We'll drive out into the country, find a quiet spot.
No, Todd, please. No, let's drive into town. We can have dinner at the hotel, and there'll be music, and we can dance.
You know excitement isn't good for you.
Please, Todd. Please take me.
Anything the matter here?
No. My wife doesn't feel well.
Oh, anything I can do?
No, everything's all right, thanks.
Let's drive into the hotel, Todd.
Here. Let's drink to us, dear.
To us? Oh, Todd, do you really mean it?
More than anything else in the world. Now, what would you like to eat?
What's on the menu?
Oh, lots of good things. Roast beef, southern fried chicken, lobster, Thermidor. Waiter.
Yes, sir.
We'll order now.
Yes, sir.
What would you like, darling?
I'll have the southern fried chicken.
Good.
Oh, sorry. I'm afraid the chicken is all gone.
Oh, and that's the one thing I want. Southern fried chicken and everything that goes with it.
I'm sorry.
Would you try? Maybe there's just one order left. Please.
I'll see what I can do. You, sir?
Lobster Thermidor.
Yes, sir.
Todd, they're playing a rumba.
Would you like to dance?
Oh, yes, let's.
Come on. The way your face lights up, darling.
Being in your arms again. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Todd, I've forgotten how to dance.
No, just relax. Follow me. Oh, excuse us, please.
Yes.
Pardon me.
The music is right. And why is everybody bumping into us?
Maybe we'd better go back to our table.
Yes, let's. I hate that. Where's my purse?
Oh, on this chair. And bulging full. What have you got in there?
Your letters.
Oh, no.
I read them over and over. Look, you wrote me this one from Omaha. Darling, you are my happiness. I can't live without you.
Emily.
You are as necessary as the air I breathe.
Emily, people are listening.
You are home to me.
Emily, give me those letters.
No!
I don't want you to read them.
You can't have them. They're mine. You wrote them to me.
Be quiet.
Don't you mean what you said? Of
course I do. Here's the waiter without food.
Oh, may I serve you, madame?
What's that?
Fried chicken.
Todd, you know I never eat anything fried.
But the lady insists it's a southern fried chicken and everything that goes with it.
Yes, I know. Will you take it away? Will you please? I'll pay for it.
Yes, sir.
Well, maybe this once won't hurt.
Very good. The lobster, sir.
Not very appetizing chicken.
Looks good to me.
What are all these people making so much noise about? Don't take me home. I'm not hungry. I want to go home.
Please, will you try to understand? We sublet our house 3 months ago when you went to...
When I what?
Darling, we have no house.
It's our house. Take me home. Please, darling, please.
Please, dear, you must realize we no longer have a house.
Talking, but I couldn't even hear what he was saying. My ears were ringing and my head was tightening until I could scream, and inside I was all stirred up. Why is it we're making so much noise? The music rasping and light dazzling everywhere I look.
And the best thing we can do is to get out of here. Come on, darling. Oh, where are the car keys?
Todd, are you taking me home?
We're going where we can be together, always. Where it's quiet and peaceful.
Where?
To the place up in the hills where we used to park before we were married.
No, Todd. I want to go home.
Isn't this our 8th wedding anniversary? Aren't we celebrating? Emily, we'll see the starlight through the trees and listen to the crickets. 2 lovers alone in the dark.
Mm. Oh, Todd.
Where are those keys?
Maybe they're in your top coat in the back seat. I'll reach over and see.
No. They're not there.
Makes your coat so heavy. Oh, something dropped out of it. A revolver.
Leave it there.
What do you want with a gun?
Oh, here are the keys.
Todd, were those bullets for that gun?
You've got to trust me, Emily.
Oh, I do, Todd. I want to. But I found those bullets and then that letter from Mrs. Halleck.
What letter?
Oh, that double face. Pretending to be nice to me and then writing like that to you, and you pretend.
Emily, try not to get so excited.
Are those bullets? You said they were Ernie's. Who's Ernie?
Ernie's a fellow I met. You have to remember, Emily. You've been gone a long time, a long time.
And is the gun Ernie's, too?
Yeah. Half an hour ago, I told you I loved you. Remember?
Yes, I know you did, but...
Well, I do. I love you more than anything in the world.
Why are you slowing down?
This is the turnoff to our special parking place. You used to call it our paradise, remember? Well, now we're coming back to it again. Getting away from the whole world, from everyone, everything, to be alone together.
Oh, Todd, I'm so tired. Take me home, please.
Let go, dear. Don't grab my arm.
Take me back to the club. Any place. Just drop me off.
Keep your hands off the wheel, Emily.
You're going to kill me, aren't you?
Don't think of it that way. You must...
You are, aren't you?
You're not well, Emily. You're never going to get well.
Oh, yes, I will, darling. Yes, I will. I'm going to get well. I'll get over being nervous. I'll be a real wife to you, a real wife. I'll be everything you want me to be.
I can't live without you, Emily.
But you said we'd always be together.
Oh, we will. We will. And this is the way, Emily. Together.
No.
Let go of the wheel, darling.
Got it all down, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Every word of it.
Now, Mrs. Ward, do you remember anything else?
No. We just went out to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Please let me see Todd now.
Mrs. Ward, your husband is gone.
Gone? Where did he go?
Your husband is dead.
Dead? He told you to say that. He doesn't want me.
What now, Sergeant?
He can't leave me. He can't. Todd, you said we'd always be together. You said I was your life. The air you breathe. That's it, Todd. You can't leave me alone. Todd!
Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Give me a hand here. Tighten up those straps.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess it's the state hospital for her.
She certainly is strong, considering.
Yes. She'll probably live a long, long time.
Suspense. In which Miss Joy LaFleur starred in William N. Robeson's production of Celebration by Phyllis Parker and Arnold Marquis.
Suspense on Tuned to Yesterday from May 5th, 1957, when the story Celebration first turned on the series in 1948. And so closes this hour of drama on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVanier. It's been a pleasure.